Stay tuned for your 3CR podcast, featuring interviews from Bundles Fire Radio Show. 3CR is an independent community radio station in Fitzroy, Victoria, on the unceded lands of the Kulin Nation. For more information, go to www.3cr.org.au. Hi everyone, my name's Robbie Thorpe. As you know, it's Disability Week, and my show, Bundles Fire, we're a part of that, and we're going to be giving up our show to the crew called Right Relations. And I just want to add that down there at Camp Sovereignty, we've got an issue of accessibility of that site. It's a very important site where the remains of Aboriginal people came from, out of the museum and Melbourne University. In 1985, I was there, actually. So to tell the story about what happened to Aboriginal people. So it's a very important site in a very important space. It's only taken 40 years to look at this issue. But it sort of reflects on how Aboriginal people are treated when it comes to our rights. Yeah, the site is on a very steep slope in the Botanical Gardens, in the what they call the King's Domain, also known as Camp Sovereignty. Now, if you had a disability, you'd struggle to go and see that site. This is a National Heritage listed site, so you'd struggle to go and see that. If you was in a wheelchair, there's no way you could access the site. So this is a real issue, and I just think it's the way this country treats Aboriginal people. It's symbolic of that. Now, there's no signage for this site. There's a few other issues. So we're intending to build a ramp which makes it legal, because at the moment it's not. And I think we've got a real chance to make some changes down there at Camp Sovereignty. And if you know that area, you'll see that every other site there has got disability access to it. Why haven't Aboriginal people got that for their site? So that's starting to, it's starting to be a bit of a traction on that now. Melbourne City Council has actually taken some notice, where they have to. You know, we're entitled to that sort of access too. We have a lot of disability in our own communities, but just that's not just for Aboriginal people. Anybody who wanted to visit that site, you know, they're entitled to that. So that's an issue right at this moment. And so if you want more information, you can contact me here at 3CR. My name's Robbie Thorpe. And so get in touch with me and we'll explain a bit further. But we just wanted to add that to the Disability Week and mention it. Disability access for heritage listed sites there's no argument there. So it should happen, and we'll make sure it does. There's also an article in CBD News, came out last week, and that covers the issue a bit more. Not just that issue, but that was in that, the accessibility issue of that site. Like I said, it's on an impossible angle. It makes me wonder if that was deliberately done or if that was some other reason for that. But the fact is that it needs disability access. We've had a number of elders who would like to see that site. It's very important. It tells you a little bit about the history of this place. And also it tells you a little bit about how people have been treated too. So hopefully that will change in the very near future. I just thought I'd add that because it's a Disability Week this week. On the issue of disability, you know, it's sort of a weird sort of thing because our people didn't see anybody as a disability. You mightn't have a leg, you mightn't have all the abilities of what they call an able-bodied person, but you were no different, treated no differently. And even people who had other issues like mental issues, that weren't seen as disability either. In fact, sometimes people who had those issues could see more than anybody. So that, you know, we actually seen all people as human beings deserving rights as well, no matter who they were. So just maybe need to take a leaf out of the Aboriginal people's book, the way that we treat people, all people. So I hope that can change, and not just there, anywhere else where they're denying our people or anybody who may be what they call disabled or have a disability the opportunity to partake in enjoying these places or just acknowledging these places, visiting these places. Constitutionally.
Thanks for listening.
to a 3CR podcast. To listen to a full audio of Bunjil's Fire radio show, a historically informed critical analysis of Aboriginal affairs and the ongoing political movement for land rights, treaty, sovereignty and the cessation of genocide, go to 3cr.org.au/Bunjil's Fire. If you want to support independent black media on 3CR, please go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.